Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Eli Kapihe is pastor of Windward Missionary Church, pastoring for 17 years, seven as a youth pastor at Mililani Missionary Church, and 10 years at his current church. He's always ministered and counseled families since he began ministry, and he's a graduate of Waipahu High School, proud graduate, later from the University of Hawaii, where he was a standout football player. He graduated with a Bachelor of Arts degree in communication, and he is a communicator, one who can see the insights of certain situations, scenarios, and also see the insights of the scriptures and then connect them together to share, almost like a feast, a good, well-balanced meal with all the trimmings, sharing it with those who sit under his care, his shepherding. And that's why we pause even here at the beginning of our show to remind you that the reason we have the Good Life Radio Show is because we care. We care because God cares. We love because God loves you. He loves you so much. He sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for your sins, for our sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash our sins away. He was buried. And 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And the living Christ, who has captivated the heart of Eli Kapihe, calls you to himself. And dear friend, would you, that's what we ask, would you open your heart to Jesus Christ? Would you receive him as your Savior and Lord? That's our prayer. That's our hope. Pastor Eli Kapihe received his leadership certificates in both religious and the professional sectors. He's the leader of the Hawaiian Gate in International Transformation Network Hawaii, that very special and powerful movement. He's married to Rebecca. They have three children, Taylor, EJ, and Tia. Pastor Eli, welcome to our show.
Mahalo, Danny.
Well, I mentioned Waipahu High School. I shouldn't just assume where you grew up. So where did you grow up?
I would say Waipahu is my, you know, where my roots are come from. Mm-hmm. I was raised in we started off at KPT, started from Kalihi. Then from there, moved around various places to Bishop Gardens right off of Dillingham. And we actually moved a total of 9 times to Waipahu, Hawaii Kai, Kalihi, in that trifecta, just going around in circles. And finally, we landed and we planted ourselves in Waipahu. So I would call Waipahu, even though I've moved all over the place, where I come from would be Waipahu.
What was it like for you growing up there? In Waipahu?
First of all, I hated it because when we moved from Hawaii Kai to Waipahu, and specifically in Pupuole. I don't know if you've been to Pupuole. Now they call it the 94 block. So it's worlds apart. And I had a lot of good friends out at Hawaii Kai, and I loved surfing. That was the first sport love for sports was surfing. And so I went to Waipahu, and I cried and complained and asked my dad, I want to make an executive decision. Let's move back to Hawaii Kai. There's nothing in Waipahu. And that didn't happen. So it really struggled for me because it was different kinds of friends, different environment, different culture, a whole different place.
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
Actually, you know, my childhood days, I really didn't have anyone influencing me, in a whether positive or negative. I was really like one lost sheep, and just going around and trying to find myself and actually trying to find a leader, finding someone whom I can follow. I think the closest I could come to would be my older brother, Sam. I have two older brothers, Greece and Sam. Sam is 2 years older than me. Greece is 4 years older than me. And Sam would probably be the one that I would want to, you know, copy and emulate. The problem is he's always fighting. So that's why I never go all in with him.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You said you were looking, searching for a leader, mm-hmm. searching for a mentor. It's interesting in the sense that we all have a certain level of that inside of each of us. Mm-hmm. And it continues, yep. as time goes on. Mm-hmm. What do you think you were looking for, even if in a moment of reflection, yep. back yep. in your childhood, what do you think you were looking for?
Number one is love. I wanted to know that I was loved for, that I was cared for, and that I mattered to somebody. And my parents, they communicated that to me, but not in a way that it could be easily received. We never did struggle with money. My dad was making over $100,000 a year selling fish. Hmm. And my mom worked very hard as a housekeeper in a Pacific Beach hotel, who about to retire soon, this week actually. And
congratulations. Yes, Mrs.
to
Capier.
Mom. Yeah. So we never had any issues financially. Mm-hmm. I could get whatever kind of clothes, so you know, as far as material and monetary things, there's an abundance of that. But that never really brought any satisfaction to me as a child. What I wanted more than anything was just to know from my dad and from my mom that I was loved for and cared for. But their way of communicating that to me, not in an evil way or wrong or, you know, a malicious way, it's just, look what you get. You get food on the table, you get a house to live in, and that's how we're showing our love for you. Because where they come from is very different. You know, they come from the South Pacific. And so to have the kind of home we had is a luxury, a tremendous luxury.
Where did sports come into play in the development of your life, and maybe even different kinds of forms of mentoring? I mean, it doesn't happen instantly, like in a microwave, where one becomes so good that they're playing on a Division I collegiate level at UH. So take us back. How did that start? And then weave in some of the leadership, mentoring that you might have received.
No, that's a great question. Because of the lack of leadership, my motivation to playing football was simply so that I could fit in. Hmm. What I mean is that when we were in Waipahu, and because of my size, I had too many muscles to go and play Pop Warner. I was too heavy. I was too fat. Mm-hmm. And so I never could make the weight. So every time I would go and the coach would say, oh, you just got to wait till your high school, son, because you're too big. I said, okay. So, you know, I started surfing. And
too many muscles. Yeah,
too many muscles. So what frustrated me the most was when we moved to Waipahu, and then, you know, just me and the brothers, all the boys were hanging out after school, and they began to talk stories. And whenever they talk about football, I was the only one that couldn't contribute or participate in the conversation. As they were telling their stories, I had no story to tell because I never played. So I felt left out again. Hmm. So when everybody signed up for football in high school, JV, I said, I'm going to play. And people were like, why are you going to play? I said, because my friend's playing. And so, I mean, it was just completely 100%, 1,000% greenhorn. Hmm. You know, I had for a whole week friends putting my gear together for me. Wow. And finally they said, you know what, Eli, it's time for you to do this by yourself.
So in JV, you were learning the three-point stance.
Yeah, I didn't know about the three-point stance. I was completely lost. I mean, my honestly, I put on my shoulder pads the first time was backwards.
I'm sure your friends, you know, enjoyed that. Obviously, they helped you along. Wow. You see, nowadays, people are grooming their little boys to play, and they're starting them off real early. And I could imagine your, you know, all your extra muscles, they were fresh. Yeah. And, you know, you didn't take the pounding. You had a lot to give. Yeah. How did your determination grow? You know, all the years that you missed because you just couldn't. Did something well up in you with a determination, a resolve to say, you know, man, I'm going to play with an excitement, a passion?
Yeah, two things that fueled my motivation. One is my dad, because when I first signed up, we had our first practice. And so he came out with his huge camera, Canon lens, and, you know, 3 feet long lens. And he has all his, you know, his gear with him, waiting to take pictures of me. But because this is my first time, I'm a greenhorn, never played before. Don't even know what a three-point stance is. I never played. The whole week, I stood on a side while everybody got the reps. And so my dad, I would come home, and, you know, before I could say anything to my dad, which was, I just wanted to say, hey, Dad, thanks for coming out, showing support, I really appreciate it. I was about to say that, but before I could say anything, he beat me to the punch. He said, what a waste of time. I waste my time in the hot sun going to watch you play, and you're not doing anything. You're getting benched. And he said this, for nothing I even go to your practice. So that fueled me with an orphan spirit to say, you know what? I'm going to prove to you that I'm worth your time. Mm. And so on a negative way, that drove me to excel just to get the admiration from my dad.
There is, that's very deep. That has a certain heaviness to it too. You know why, Pastor Ellie? It's because I think there are many, many, not just young people today,
yes,
who have achieved quite well. It's because of a drive that has touched them that they could never shake. Something mom said, something dad said, something that they are driven to do. There is a certain level of success, yes, but maybe even a level of unhealthiness that needs to be realigned. Orphan spirit. Hey, we'll talk about these things and more when we come back with Pastor Ellie Capillay. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042. There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Oh, if you could just hear it. I'm talking about your dad or your mother. Your dad or mom say, son of mine, daughter of mine, oh, how I love you. Oh, how it doesn't matter what you accomplish or, you know, what kind of accolades you have. I just love you for who you are. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. It's a privilege today to be with Pastor Eli Kapihe. Before our break, he was telling us about something that really jolted him and catapulted him into a certain drive, a real, real strong drive to play a torturous game, a violent game, the game of football, to receive a word from Dad. You can find out more about this show at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Find out more about Pastor Eli and the conference that he'll be speaking at. It's called Explicit, speaking to many young people and parents, explicityouth.com. Pastor Eli, so let's go back. You're driven when your dad says, you know, I waste my time.
Mm-hmm.
I brought my camera out there. I set everything up in the hot sun to take pictures of you, and you're just sitting on the standing on the mm-hmm. sideline, not engaging in action. How did that make you feel?
I felt abandoned. I felt, wow, I wanted to look to him as being my leader, someone I would like to emulate and copy. And so when he said that, I mean, he really broke my heart into pieces and really drove me to prove to him and commit myself to him that I'm worthy of his attention. I'm worthy of his love. So I worked very hard. I hustled to be the best player that I could be, just to, and I don't care. And we had great seasons. I had more of a winning season in high school than in college. And so back in Waipawa in the 90s, I graduated in 1992. And during that time, I mean, we our stadiums were packed. And I remember we played against Hawaii. And I love my Hawaii Night peeps and family and friends out there. But we played against them in 91. And from what I heard, it's still the highest high school attendance at a football field in a high school stadium. Okay, not a lower stadium, but a high school stadium. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So had, from what I can remember, over 8,000 people at the stadium when we challenged Waianae, which, by the way, we won. We rallied. Sorry to my former players and teammates out there. But my point is this. We could have broken records. And we did. But to me, what mattered more is, was my dad watching me? Was my dad there? You know, graduating from college. First one in my family to get a degree. My dad wasn't there. My wedding. My dad wasn't there. So no matter what I did, I just felt like, wow, what do I have to do to get this guy to love me? To care for me and let me know that I'm doing good. I'm trying to make my life better.
Did you ever get it? Did you ever get what you wanted?
Yes, I got that and more. A couple Easters ago, he came to our church and he received the Lord. And since that time, he's been coming to church and we've been feeding him the good word, and he's being transformed week by week, month by month, and year by year.
Did you ever find out why, or have a conversations, why daddy, why didn't you come?
Yeah. He never really sat down with me to express and really be transparent and vulnerable for me, before me. I've had to, unfortunately, find out from my siblings, from my aunties and my uncles, the kind of upbringing that he was raised in. And I would say I had a very difficult upbringing. My dad had a heavy hand. He was very authoritative in the house. He's not a person that you want to cross. A lot of anger, rage, and bitterness. I mean, a lot of violence in my upbringing. The only person I was afraid of in my life was my dad. In fact, I would say this. The only reason why I graduated college, okay, because I was afraid that my dad would come home and give me lickings in my dormitory if I wasn't doing my work. That's how I was raised. So as tough as it was for me, my dad, I mean, you can times that by 10, the kind of abuse that he lived in, or that he was raised in. And so he didn't know how to parent. He didn't know how to be a leader. But when Christ came into his life, his heart began to melt. And he began, so a couple of years ago, so 2 years after his salvation, giving his life to the Lord, committing his life to the Lord, he blessed me. It's the first time he actually put his hand over my head and he blessed me. And he told me this, Eli, I'm proud of the man that you've become. I mean, over the phone, he's telling me he loves me. He's crying, and hearing him cry over the phone is a huge breakthrough. It's the first time in my life that I've heard this from my dad, or seen or experienced this at his son. So even though it didn't happen when I wanted it to happen in my early years of childhood, I tell you what, I ain't complaining now. I'm so thankful to the Lord for his goodness, his mercy, his compassion towards my dad, and the relationship that not just me and my dad having, but the relationship between my dad and us as boys and as men. What he's doing to not just me, but to my brothers as well. So we really now having, because of Christ, a unique fatherly and son healing and bonding in our family.
In your estimation, mm-hmm. What do you think, or what do you feel, the Lord, the Holy Spirit, has been doing in your dad's heart?
I think it goes back to, Malachi says, he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children back to the father. And I can stand in that verse that now my dad, I can see, is a man. I've always honored him. I've always loved him. So even though I'm talking all this story about the past, mm-hmm. my intention is to hurt my dad, or, bring shame to my dad. Mm-hmm. I'm just being real with my upbringing. Mm-hmm. But every son needs their father. Every son needs to have a healthy relationship with their dad, because I believe without that healthy relationship with their father, they're broken. And nothing can fill that cup until, in the name of Jesus, that relationship is mended.
There are fathers today who are listening. Mm-hmm. There are mothers who are listening and wish their husband was listening. But fathers who will feel a certain pang because of the missing pieces or broken pieces. Could have been words, could have been thoughts, could have been actions. Sometimes discipline is very good. Sometimes over-disciplining can take things into a different direction. What would you say to a dad who feels like so much time has been lost and the relationship with their son, they wonder, could it ever be better? Because they certainly want to change if they could. What would you say?
Yeah, for a father who wants to have a healthy or rekindled relationship with their son, I want to say that there is hope. You know, God says that He is a father to the fatherless. And it's such an amazing call and responsibility that fathers have in bringing out the gifts and the calling and the passions and the inheritance that's within their son. And God is willing to bring other men in their sphere of influence to connect with one another, to encourage one another, to support one another, to be able to serve one another. So I would advise that man, number one, is to pray and ask God for help.
Don't do it on your own.
Yeah. And a lot of men struggle with this, asking for help, because in our mind, it's a sign of weakness.
Mm-hmm. We should be able to handle it.
Yeah, exactly. If you cannot take, you know, we also say, take care, man up.
Man up.
But that's a stronghold. Mm. We have to be open to receive help. It's a sign of wisdom. It's a sign of receiving all that God has for us. So that pride has to be struck down and humble themselves to receive the help from God so God can bring the godly men in their life to bring restoration, to bring healing, to bring power, to bring encouragement, so they can give them what they want and more for themselves as fathers, and so they can build a godly legacy for their children and their children's children.
Eli Kapihe, a man's man. You look at him, you look at his accomplishments, you hear his voice. Yeah, there's a authority there. There's a strength there. But notice as he speaks with the strength of a grace of humility, a humility that comes from an awareness of his need for God, of his need for help. His experience of seeing God move, work in ways that are beyond what he could have done. What God can do in him, God can do in you. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com, Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, "I believe in you." Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
You know, when you think about men. Man, as we speak one to another, let's just be honest. There is something inside of us. We just want to give our lives to something, to engage, to battle, to conquer. It could be some of the most ridiculous things. It doesn't matter. We want to engage. Sort of warrior-like, if you think of it. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with Pastor Eli Kapie. He's in studio with me today. I'm so grateful that you're with us today and that we can share in this time, talk heart to heart. Pastor Eli is the pastor of Windward Missionary Church. He has a unique ministry, as you will soon hear, if you're tuning in right now, ministry to men. You might be a wife, you might be a woman who is listening, and though it's not directly being spoken of your situation, well, maybe it is. In your life, relationship with your dad, or relationship with your brothers, relationship with your husband, or the father of your children, and you listen and you connect with the disconnect that we talk about here, and the fragmentation that happens in our lives because we are fragmented as men on the inside. Pastor Eli, you know, when we talk about the ability to transform, God's ability to transform, how have you seen him do that in the lives of men, even in your church?
Well, for one is because of our culture and being the South Pacific, and local culture is in the form of discipline. When I was growing up, part of our good times, this is funny, this is weird, huh? Some of the stories and the talk stories we used to have in our neighborhood was who got the dirty lickings, with what weapon or with what tool, or, you know, and so you share your battle scars, and whoever get the best battle scars is the winner. And so we didn't see that as wrong. We didn't see that as something as sinful. In fact, years ago, a movie from New Zealand came out, We Were Once Warriors. And I remember watching that as a college student. And all of us Polynesians was watching this movie out of Kahala. And we were laughing at the story. We were cracking up the story because we could identify with the domestic violence, the abuse, and all of that was taking place. And so when the Lord came into my life and he revealed to me, he says, "Eli, that's not how a godly man disciplines and runs his home. It's not with violence. It's not with a heavy hand. That is the stronghold within you and your culture that needs to be broken. I never realized that. And so I would stand from the pulpit as the Lord brought this revelation and illumination to me. Mm-hmm. I said, you know what? I took a stick that I used to use on my kids and I broke it as a prophetic act of God breaking the stronghold in my life and in our people. So I stood over it on one Sunday in front of the pulpit, in front of the church and shared that. And the feedback I got was guys looking down and guys laughing and cracking up because they think no way that can happen. And I received that. And I said, you know what? That's how I used to think. I thought I could never discipline my kids with just words, with kindness and gentleness, and still achieve and produce the results that I want in the name of the Lord. Mm. Because every time I would discipline my kids with violence, even as a senior pastor now, mm-hmm. in the end, two things happen. I get what I wanted, but in the end, I feel guilty. I beat myself up inside. I'm ashamed that I would treat my kids this way. Mm. So much pilikia in the house. So for me and for our people, we thought, hey, this could never be possible. A man disciplining his kids without the rod, without, you know, we call it sasa, to get spanking real hard, mm-hmm. or to lick them. Mm-hmm. But God broke that in me, and God is breaking that in our people and in our culture and saying, no, you can discipline, which means to teach your kids the right from wrong in a positive, healthy, gentle, and kind way that can get better results than spanking them or hitting them or abusing them.
I would imagine there are those who have used the Old Testament passage, he who spares the rod, hates his child. Mm-hmm. He who uses the rod loves his child. That passage could have been used as justification
yep.
for many. Could be with the mm-hmm. South Pacific and or in other cultures mm-hmm. with using biblical justification to say, yeah, that's why I give them whoopings. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why I give them lickings or dirty lickings or however you say it and do it, what ways do you use in this rod of discipline in the loving way? I think that's where there is a disconnect. The yes, love, but love and violence, love, where's the restraint in that? Where's does it need to get to that point? Or is there another way, not diminishing the importance of discipline? Mm-hmm. But I think we just oversimplify it and say, hey, God says lick, yep. so give them dirty lickings,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
There's got to be more to it than that. And I think you're touching on it.
Yeah, because in the past, I would discipline using the rod in abusing that verse is misusing that verse but a lot of the times I would use these things just on impulse. So what would lead me to spanking my kids or sassing my kids is my own fleshly needs and desires. It wasn't really to teach them something.
And you know, sometimes I don't know if this happened to you, you experienced it, but you know, in my case, there have been times in moments of reflection, because you have the guilt, you have the you know, you like you said, beat yourself up on the inside. In my reflections, it was because my child is making me look bad, and by their, you know, whether it's lack disobedience, yeah. lack of sophistication, they're young, you know, they might not see things the right way or do things the way that I see it, and it makes me look bad. And that is something that triggers in me a reaction.
And so what the Lord has taught me in disciplining my kids, raising them up, teaching them in the ways of the Lord, in the area of discipline, is for my kids to understand the importance to come under my covering, to come under my authority, because it's for their own good. It's for their blessing. It's for their life and for their future. That if they honor their mom and dad, if they give weight and value to the words we're teaching, the Bible promises in Exodus, it's part of the commandments in chapter 20, then you will live a long, blessed, and full life. So I'm teaching my kids, learn to submit. I know it's not easy. It's not a favorite word to humble yourselves under authority. But by God's pattern and by God's design, it's for your own good. So what that forces me to do is be in more intentional in fostering and nurturing the relationship between me and my wife and us as parents with our kids so that they can understand what we're trying to teach, what we're trying to model before them.
See, you're talking about another dimension of understanding and your ability to explain it, to communicate it.
Yeah.
That's a gift. That's a grace. We hear it. We think we understand it. But when you talk about it that way, the covering, the reason behind, the understanding why you come under the umbrella, you come under the covering.
Yes.
The reason why you submit, then the promise of long life. And I can see that better. Pastor Ellie, do you think others, maybe like me, who, you know, lots of pride, and we want to keep up an image, and when that image gets, you know, dinked away at or chipped away at, you think other men may feel that way, like how I feel, and have gone, you know, into, you know, routes or ways that we should probably have not gone or should not have gone because it makes us look bad.
Yeah, and I think it starts like for myself.
It seems so prideful, so narcissistic.
Yeah, and that's where I needed to get the healing. And so the Lord brought healing into my life. So no matter what my kids did to me or no matter what they said to me, yes, it hurt. Yes, I took offense. But because God had brought healing in my life, it never really had a grip or overpowered me. So now because of the grace of God, I can say, you know what, to each of my kids, let's address the real issue. Let's talk about this. And so the kindness led my kids and myself to repentance so that we can come to a place of agreement and says, hey, we're on the same team. This is our family. What's your responsibility? What's my responsibility? And let's work together under God's leadership.
I can see how men would gravitate to that. Men who themselves would need healing. I feel that just listening to you. It gives hope, but not shallow hope. Just happy words, happy sayings. But there's depth. There's biblical understanding, and then God is processing it in your life. If God is processing it in Pastor Eli Kapihe's life and in other men's life, even in my life as I listen to him, he can do it in your life too. And I think if he does that, hey, our families will be changed, our society. God's blessing. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
So somebody asks, can God really, really change people? Can he redesign people? Well, the short answer is yes, he can. And yes, he does. You could just see it. A father could be one way, could have a violent bent, uncontrollable tongue, a violent way, a snide, sarcastic way that just creates uneasiness in a family life. And that very same person, same name, same looks, of course, maybe over time, ages a little bit, but Christ can change that person to be one of grace, humility, sweetness, sensitivity, compassion, authenticity, heartfelt tenderness. God can change a man. God can change a person. He does that. He does that. So much so that a wife could put her hand on the heart of her angry, angry husband who has done so much damage to the kids, and she can, in Christ, say to him, "Dear husband of mine, one day your children will not even remember who you used to be because of the strength of and the reality of who you are now and what God has made you." Eli Kapie is sharing with us heart to heart today, and you're with us at a very special, life-changing, even, I think, generational-changing time with him. Pastor Eli, thank you for being with us. This is The Good Life. You can find out more at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Pastor Eli is speaking at a conference called Explicit. You can find out more at explicityouth.com. This has been so touching, so heavy, so necessary, Pastor Eli. Let's go further in this last segment. What have you seen the Lord do in your family, maybe even in with your kids, but even with your own siblings?
Mm-hmm. Well, my brother, he has now just received the Lord and fully committed his life to the Lord. And I cannot go into great detail because he has some legal issues. But the Lord is releasing his favor and grace with those issues. And he's making my brother, who was a person filled with tremendous anger and rage, to now a gentle heart, a soft heart, a tender heart, that within the past couple of weeks, I don't think I've seen this guy cry as many times as before, because the once hard heart and callous heart is now being a soft, moldable, and tender heart.
Why does anger, we bring up the words anger and rage, where does that come from? And why is it so destructive?
I think for men, it's such a huge letdown because we failed at a certain task. I think most of us as men, a lot of us are defined by what we can accomplish, what we've achieved. How many rings have you won? You know, the measuring stick for the definition of a man in the worldly sense is how much you have, how much you've accomplished, and how much success have you attained, which is so opposite of how God defines a man, is by a person's character, is by a person's nature, and how they treat a husband and their kids based on relationships. It's not that God doesn't want us, God has commanded us to bear fruit, much fruit and lasting fruit. But when we fail, instead of looking at a task as we failed, we somehow, some way, interpret ourselves to be failures. And that becomes a root of bitterness.
I failed, therefore I am a failure.
Yep. And so we shape our identity in that.
We don't make the distinction. I failed, mm-hmm. but that doesn't mean that I'm a failure.
Nope.
So how does that translate into anger?
I believe it's just that we don't make the cut. We're not part of the elite group. We're not part of the guys, or we somehow at the bottom of the barrel when we always want to be at the top, or we want to be seen, we want to be recognized, we want to be noticed by our peers.
So we feel badly about ourselves. Mm-hmm. We begin to perceive who we are. And now I'm talking beyond what God would say of us. We begin to reinterpret and interpret our lives this way. Failure, loser, so on and so forth. Yeah. And we start feeling badly, and it begins to leak out to those that sometimes are around us, closest to us, friends that really see this processing that's taking place in a negative way.
And I was just watching Gladiator, you know, a couple of days ago, and I remember
with Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe, and the Emperor said, "There comes a time in a man's life when he's near death, and he asks himself, what have I accomplished with my life?" And so think for a man to look back in their life and just to check out the results and what they've produced. If it's based on achievement, either two things are going to happen. One is we're too prideful because of all the stuff we achieve. We think we're the man, and everybody must bow down to us. Mm-hmm. And I tell you what to do. I'm the boss here, which does not do any service to us and to people. On the other end, we feel like I haven't achieved as much as others. So I'm a loser.
Unworthy, yeah, inferior.
Yeah. And so that I think heavily influences anger, as opposed to when we find our identity in just receiving the love and grace and purpose that God has towards us, that we don't have to do anything to warrant his love. That there's nothing you and I can do as a man and as human beings to make God stop loving us. See, grace is to be received. You cannot earn grace. You cannot achieve grace. And that's a difficult part of a man, is to humble, just to receive, just to catch it. You know, somebody asked me, "Eli, I have a hard time receiving. Can you explain a little bit more about what it means to receive?" I said, "Okay, why don't you move back?" So we separated ourselves 10 feet. I grabbed my keys, I threw them to them, and they caught it. And I said, "What? That's how you receive. Just get ready for catch." See, that. But for a man, if we define by always striving, working, achieving, got to do something to receive the reward, oh man, that's a whole lot of frustration because you're working and with very little results, but the grace is that you get everything.
And even if you do accomplish, you celebrate, you go out, party, have a good meal, people shake hands, give you a hug, lays, as we do in Hawaii, or presents, and then the next day or a couple of days, what's my next thing?
Exactly.
What am I going to conquer
when
next?
When is it ever enough?
We talk about contentment and lack of satisfaction.
Yep.
I can see why men come to hear you.
It's just to have the peace. That's to me is the missing piece of what makes a man complete.
You mentioned, we talked about a book off during one of the breaks that you've used. In a minute or so, what book is that and how has it impacted you?
Rob Gross, You're My Bambino. And Rob has been such a powerful instrument in the hands of the Lord to minister to my life, to bring healing to me, to find or help me to not just find my identity in the Lord, but to walk in it. Two completely different things, both part of the coin, but different sides of the coin. And so You're My Bambino is about moving from orphanhood and walking in the spirit of adoption as children of God. So it's really ministered to me in a powerful way, what it means to know the reality.
Pastor Ellie, we've got about 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. Can you say a prayer, just a prayer for a father, a husband, a man right now?
Father, I just lift up all the men. And Lord, I ask for your blessings upon them, Lord. I pray that you would bring healing upon them, Lord. Father, I pray that there would be a reconciliation between the father and his son and the son before his father. I pray that there would be unity. I pray that there would be oneness. I speak a release and a receiving of forgiveness, Lord. Father, I pray that the call that you've placed upon men, the call that you've placed upon fathers to be released right now, Lord, yes, that they would take the position, their honorable position that you've bestowed upon them and use them in such a way that you use Abraham, Lord, that you said that you would bless Abraham and his family. And so that Abraham's family would reach and minister all families of the earth. So, Father, the critical call upon men, may it be recognized and received right now in Jesus' name.
Amen. Pastor Ellie, thank you.
Amen.
I love your heart. And so thank you.
Amen.
Dear friend, wasn't that good? Pastor Ellie Kapiea, insights from him. If I can get any... find out more about him and him speaking at the Explicit Conference, explicityouth.com. And you know, God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ, even as Pastor Ellie has, with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Don't wait. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a gospel presentation for you there. Check that out. To help us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. In John 3:30, John the Baptist said this about Jesus: He must increase, but I must decrease. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Ellie Kapiea, explicityouth.com. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave.